Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, their shed travel bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package are liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your ball smelling like a king on your big day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Isn't that what Matthew McConaughey says?
He says, all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right,
all right, all right, all right.
Oh, look at you, Lummy. By the way, I don't know if we're live yet, or this is just a pre-roll.
We're live.
This is pre-cum.
Oh.
It's pre.
Oh.
Anna, you like pre-cum?
What?
What do you think she's eating right now?
Yeah, you like to guzzle down some pre-cum?
Lummy, Lummy. Wow.
Jeez, Warren.
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 Warren. Oh, sorry. Got away from me.
Yeah, the entire show got away from me today.
Oh, no shit.
My
Got
Lord.
Into story mode.
I feel as if it was really good or it sucked.
Everyone loved it.
It was really good.
Yeah. Just,
I mean,
I love hearing about the past.
Break-wise, we were way behind, but the stories were great.
They were?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. What did I talk about? How's your yogi?
Good.
Can you put it away?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be eating pizza in a second.
Oh, okay. You know what? You can keep your yogi going while I keep my pizza going.
Because
okay.
our between shows was quick.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are going to have to bear with us, and we're probably going to eat a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, we run a little bit looser over here.
Right,
okay?
We can.
Yeah, and I didn't eat it all during the main show, so don't get at me.
Did you see me try to be a dick, and then I reeled it in and be like, God bless her little soul. I can't sit here and get on her when Blitz is getting ready to bring me some pizza. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, that's my new fair sign.
Thank you. What kind of pizza? Like,
what
kind of pizza you working with?
I'm thinking maybe like a Red Baron, Tombstone, Totino's, whatever Blitz has.
Red Baron
freezer.
Supreme.
Red Baron Supreme.
Has
souped
meat
up,
on
souped
it?
Up or straight stock?
So I put a bunch of extra cheese on. That's all I had.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
you could have used some of those pepperonis in there.
Well,
there's
kind of late now.
Well, I didn't know you didn't use them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In fact, I'm going to take those bag of Peps home.
Okay.
Oh, nothing. I can eat Peps. I can eat pepperonis, just straight pepperoni.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just straight.
Nick. Giranta, $49.99, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube, thank you. How's my Facebook doing? Not too good, 130, not so good.
God 198 bless my little on YouTube soul. Now.
God bless my little soul. Blitzer, something I was going to ask you now, I completely forgot.
Is it about the pizza?
No. I have no idea what it's about now. Oh, I was going to ask Tyler something. Hey, Jesus, you over there?
Yep,
what,
I'm here.
What's on your agenda today? Are you gonna try
well,
to get
Daddy,
to...
Well, Daddy, I was going to take a nap, but now you're late. We got this show to do. I don't know what we're doing.
Daddy, I was going to take a nap, but Daddy, I can't get to the apartment, take a nap, and get over to car line and be first in line. And
scrap metal, remember?
And all
aluminum.
Aluminum.
Oh, so you're going to need my truck to take the aluminum over to the deal?
I might. I just got to figure it out.
Well, how is she going to do it, buddy?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to do it today or not.
You can't strap it to your red little car and drive down the road with it.
I know, because see if I'm doing it today or tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you have to pick up Ace or
yeah.
Are you do?
Yeah.
Then what are you guys doing?
I don't know. Thank you. Made it that far
Are
yet.
You staying over there or are you staying over here?
I have no idea. I haven't made it that far.
Taking a nap, Daddy.
I know what they're doing.
Yeah. You'd better not be doing that, Tyler.
No, go for a walk. That's what they always do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking of.
I'm telling you, I'm driving the apartment, and I am literally, I'm going to try to be asleep by 5:30.
Wow, that must be nice.
I got a 2:30 conference call, and I have a 3:30 conference call, and I have to close the, I got, before that, I'm going to be working on closing the months out.
Mm-hmm.
So Blitz, give me that PayPal.
Oh, well, I'll get it to you today. Yep.
I got to have that PayPal.
Yep, I'll get it.
You, when I say that, what I'm emulating, don't you?
Yeah.
Only I think you and I are the only ones to know when we say, I got to have something.
Right.
I think you and I are the only ones that get it.
Probably.
Ana, you don't know what we're talking about.
No.
And I think the other
I
thing.
I do
Blit,
say it, though.
We've talked about it.
No, I've got to have that baby, right?
I got to have that kid.
That kid, yeah.
Willie Crane.
Willie Crane, yeah.
We got to have this kid.
Got to find that kid.
The kid that he killed.
The one that he put in the crab trap?
Yeah, the one that he killed and then crab trapped up. He got on TV and had this picture of him and said, I'm just telling you right now, we have got to find this kid. We have got to have this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that killed her. And then the other one, Blitz, that Jesus. I still to this day, Heather Wizzies, the Joe the Supermarks, the Scout and the Big Gulps, I don't know that anybody has ever cracked the place. Has anybody ever cracked that?
Not that I've seen.
I do say it. I don't know what it means, though.
Place. And Blitz, let's not ever tell anybody, because as soon as you tell one guy, then, you know, like Fabrizi says, you can kill somebody, but until you tell somebody.
Right.
Oh.
Then boom. I don't even know that Larry Plummer, I don't even think Larry Plummer knows place.
Well, he's in chat.
It's very inside.
He's on Facebook.
Place.
Would it be okay if I took my pills?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Going to get all pilled up.
You can do anything you want.
Can I snort them? I'm sorry.
Yeah, calcium pills. Go ahead and snort those.
Can I snort them?
Well, it's turmeric. That would probably hurt.
Why would you prefer to snort anything?
I'm just kidding. I don't want to snort them.
Like if I had pills and they're going to do what whatever pill I'm doing and it's going to do what that pill does.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll chew my Ambien, which will kick it up a little bit, kick a notch.
But don't you just want to take it like a rock star sometimes?
No? I don't have any desire. Sometimes they'll have medication and you're not supposed to chew it. Because it, like, activates a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. Hierarchy with $100 cash.
Hierarchy has really been hitting the gas lately. I love you.
Oh, yeah. You know he loved that Don Majkowski interview.
He's a giant Packers fan.
Yeah, and I'm actually talking one of the people. Well, I have a 2:30 and a 3:30. I got to do the book. I got to close out January before that. But I'm one of my 2:30 is Don Majkowski. I'm talking to him today, and let me. I'm going to see maybe if I can get him like a sponsor or something, like, you know, and have him his appearance sponsored by, like, you know,
be awesome.
DraftKings or, you know, something like that.
Oh, nice.
Even though we're getting ready to be, there's only one more football game left.
I know.
Leave it to us to find an ex Pro Bowl Green Bay Packer Don Majkowski. 1 week with one
yeah.
game left.
Yeah, we can talk about the Pro Bowl and then the Super Bowl.
The Pro Bowl. Is anybody even playing
in the
Pro Bowl?
Do that, like, still?
That is an absolute joke.
It's in Vegas this year, too.
I know. Okay. But doesn't half the people, like, I think Tom Brady is not going.
Yeah, he's not going now.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going, is
no.
he? Right. So it's like almost like when you're a Pro Bowl guy and you get to be so good, then it's kind of beneath you.
I'm going
to
go cut your pizza.
It's usually for like those rookies the first 2 years. But when you're
when you're Tom Brady or something like that.
You've been there. Done that. Like if you look at like the AFC quarterback, Justin Herbert, first year.
Yeah.
The NFC quarterback, because Tom Brady's not going to go. So it's, who is it? Oh.
What?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers was, but he's not going to go. So it's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, there you go. Those two, I mean.
It was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. They're both not going, so it's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, exactly. So Kyler Murray really isn't, although he's a starting quarterback for the
Cardinals. He's just not. He's not that elite quarterback.
Right. So it's like almost like that when you get so elite, then the Pro Bowl's kind of beneath you.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know where that flip-flopped. I think Deion still went and played in every...
I think back then, too, a lot more people, because it was the Hawaii, they had all those, like, passing, all those little games that they would play. And I think all the boys used to go over there and kind of, you know,
it was kind of, it was kind of different. It was a different era where you didn't have cell phones, you know, captivating every possible sexual aggressive move that you made on the dance floor in the nightclub.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You kind of let it go in Hawaii.
I think a good friend of mine... who I graduated high school a couple years ahead of, the infamous Rick Fox, who was married to Vanessa Williams, Miss America. I think that he got caught messing around, and what destroyed his marriage with Vanessa was that Lakers training camp. Lakers had training camp every year in Hawaii. And the boys were like, you know, hey, we're in Hawaii. Hawaii's a lot like Vegas. What happens in Hawaii stays in Hawaii.
Yeah, especially the pro bowlers.
Yeah, especially when you're a pro athlete. And I know some guys that participated in the pro bowl in Hawaii, and it was like a whole, like you didn't bring your wife, and you just brought your boys. And it, like there was a lot of whores and just a lot, you know, you'd have a lot of fun. I mean, there's fun to be had when you bring your wife. And then there's fun to be had when you don't bring your wife and you bring your boys. Like, it's a whole nother level of fun.
More fun is what you're saying.
And you guys are all pretty much millionaires.
And you're all millionaires. And then the other thing is, like, but some of the old timers would bring their wife as a way to kind of, you know, like, you know, make her happy because she just felt, thank you so much, Blitzy. She just put up with your ass for the entire year. So it was kind of either if you were a younger guy, you'd bring the boys and go get the ass, the Hawaiian ass. And if you're an older seasoned guy, then you'd use it as an opportunity to kind of grease your family a little bit and take them on a little bit of a vacation that the NFL paid for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. But now it's kind of changed since it's in the States.
Yeah. For years they were having it in Orlando.
Yep.
And that was probably more family oriented. So if you're a guy, the starting left tackle for the NFC, you know, because you play for the Giants and your fucking life sucks, and because you're living in New Jersey, and your hot wife wants to take the two kids to Disney World, you're like, well, fuck, I'm in the Pro Bowl. Let's just go take, you know, right?
Yeah, and you get that little bonus for going, like you 50,000, 100,000.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Vegas might kind of have the feeling of Orlando is a little bit more team, you know, I'm sorry, family-oriented, whereas Vegas might be a little bit bring the boys and chase the horse.
Yeah, let's get back after it.
Yeah, but in today's society, that's less conducive to chase. Like, today's snowflake woke society isn't about chasing horse.
Do you think you'll ever get tired of chasing horse?
Who?
You.
I don't chase horse.
No, I mean, like, you know, just horse getting after him. It in general.
Fucking?
No, just, like, being on the hunt and getting something new. Do you ever just think that you're going to be just a little bit too tired and just enough is enough?
I don't like your line of questioning right now.
Yeah, that's you're out of bounds.
I'm just asking.
Way out of bounds.
I'm not saying one style of life is better than the other.
Let's throw the flag.
No, just shut up.
Okay.
You asking me if I ever want to, you know,
settle
stop
down.
Fucking and
not settle down necessarily, but I don't know, just not be on the hunt and just be like, you know what, I'm not gonna let my life be, you know, run by pussy all the time.
My life is not run by pussy, but I like pussy. How about that?
Right.
I think I may have answered it, but not answered it.
Yeah, you didn't really answer it.
I'm not answering it. I refuse to answer that question.
Because I feel like if you were ever an addict of something, it would probably be pussy. If I had to pick like a...
Most guys.
Yeah, most guys.
Well, no, I don't know. I feel like Bubba's on a different level.
Well,
he is Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Well, I've lived a different life.
Right. You've become accustomed to certain things and a certain, you know, quantity, perhaps.
I think we need to settle down with this type
okay,
of
okay.
making this about me and my pussy.
Oh, sorry. Enjoy. How's the pizza?
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. This is Gary. Great show today.
Hey, Gary. You know what? Good hearing from you. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, buddy. And I really like having these type of conversations with you because I really feel we're buddies. You know, deep down, fuck the politics and how you view the world and I view the world. I think at the core, you and I, you know, could be friends.
But how can Aaron Rodgers be on a team for, what, 18 years and only have one ring?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, again, that's the knock on him. I mean, if I was to give you credit, Gary, that's the knock on
it
him.
It is a team game, though.
He should have more, but You know, Dan Marino never had any. And there's been other guys that only had one.
How many
did Brett
Favre have?
Two. No, he only won one.
He had one. He went to two.
He went to two and had one.
Yeah.
So, but you're right, Gary. That's the knock on him. But at the end of the day, he can't snap the ball and kick the ball and block for punt and all that kind of shit. So, but then again, champions are really, really determined all too often by how many championships they have. So that's the one knock on him for sure.
What do you think about the Washington Commanders?
Yes. I think it's stupid. I think it's absolutely stupid that's the best name they could come up with.
True story.
I mean, I can see where people would have a problem with their former name. I still think that it was a different era when teams would get names like that, and that the intention isn't to disrespect somebody. But with the movement and stuff like that, I understand. But I think they could have come up with a better name than that.
Yeah, than the Commanders.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about having the Pro Bowl in the States versus Hawaii?
I like it.
Hawaii is a state. Yeah, come on. Give me a break.
Fucking Gary got me again. Gary,
he was going to try to get me.
But he
it's
got
the
me.
50th state.
Motherfucker got me. Gary won. Bubba zero today. I got it scored.
The landlocked states.
Gary, let's end on that note. It's Gary won, Bubba zero, and we'll fight again tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, did you get your taco coupons?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they got snagged then. Maybe the post office took them off.
Yeah, the post office doesn't like us.
Gary, I swear to God, don't. The post office fucking, they open my mail and I don't get a lot of it, for real.
You must have a spy there for Cox.
I have something. As crazy as that seems, I have some conspiracy theories as to why some of my shit gets fucked with it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because I sent you like $30 there, Anna. You could have been tacoing it up.
Well, hold on, Gary. We do have a long process of the mailroom here, so before we get real fucking mad, we'll look around for it, okay, bud?
You got it, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Bye, buddy.
Wow.
No, thank you. Look at that.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
That was uncomfortable.
But Anna, can't you see my magic? How I'm just working it.
Yeah, you are. You're a magician.
Yeah. Pizzas. I mean,
I like watching you eat the pizza.
I'm telling you something. I know it's not.
Lummy, you want some pizza?
Hmm.
There's a few pizzas out there. Go get some.
Lummy, go get you some pizza, buddy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And by the way, your beard's kind of coming in a little bit.
Sure does. Looks good. I look nice and young.
Go get you some pizza, bro.
Go get some, Lummy. Anybody that's out there, you can have.
Hey, Tyler, you can have. Hey, Tyler, I didn't like this guy.
Oh.
Is there meat on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
The peps.
As much meat as are on frozen pizzas, they just dabble a little fucking crustaceans of sausage. That's all you get.
Couple pieces of
pepperoni. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No.
Oh. Yes, that's my favorite kind.
You don't like a Hawaiian pizza with like ham and other shit? I don't know.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, pineapple. Pineapple. I like olives. Oh, yeah. It smells good.
You like olives?
Yeah, but just the black ones. I don't want in Kalamata.
Aren't olives an aphrodisiac?
I haven't heard that. Maybe, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What? Olives?
I heard, like, oysters are, which is disgusting.
Right.
You have to eat, like, loogies. You have to eat boogers.
But if you take a chick out and she starts doing sliders.
This is so gross.
Iced oysters. Not only is supposedly they make you horny. It also shows that she didn't mind having some snot run down her throat.
Oh,
now,
that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, as bad as you're looking at it, that she might have oyster breath. As long as you got some Listerine back in the crib, but it shows you that she doesn't mind, you know, thick fucking wads of slime going down her gullet. Now, does it?
It's a good sign.
This list online has a whole bunch of stuff that says are aphrodisiac foods, including like watermelon, vanilla, truffles.
Black olives are good for sex.
I was right.
Oh, see, this list only lists olive oil. It doesn't have any olives at all.
This is black olives are known for enhancing sexual performance for men through increasing sex drive based on the theory that they stimulate the male genitalia.
Yeah.
Men's?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe that's it. I love black olives.
There you go, Blitz.
I only like black olives on pizza.
I like them plain.
I will open a can and just eat them right out of the can.
They're so fucking good.
I can't do that.
Yum, yum, yum.
High in zinc.
Do you still have your space heater?
Yes, I do. It's on right now. Thank you.
You look horrible.
Oh, my God. Pizza is the true serum.
Uh-huh.
He'd tell me anyways.
Is that an extra large? He wore like a fucking medium.
What? My sweatshirt?
Yeah.
I wear a small. This is probably extra large.
You weren't. Do you that would be like me wearing a 6X.
It's cozy and cold.
But it looks like a fucking bag lady.
What do you mean? Isn't it cute? Pretend I had a boyfriend and it's his and I'm wearing it. Does that make it better?
No.
Okay. Makes it worse.
Makes it worse?
Yeah, some other guy rolled up in there.
Yeah.
In this baby blue.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing it.
Whatever. There's no hope for you.
Oh.
None.
All you got to do is just wear something a little bit tight.
Yeah. Tight.
Well, I don't know. I'm not really feeling my best right now. I'm a little bloated. And I'm about to start my period.
Of course you are.
Huh. What, do you have on periods every 2 weeks now?
No. Every month. Pretty much on the dot.
Every month we go over this, and every month we ask if it's every 2 weeks.
I know, because it always seems like it was
time
just
flies
last week.
When you're bleeding out of your puss.
What?
How's that one going again?
Time flies when you're bleeding out of your puss.
Man, I can't really wait to eat your bread.
You said you can't wait to eat it, and then you said bread?
I was swallowing my pizza.
No, that was a Freudian slip up.
Mm-hmm.
I think deep down you want to fuck her.
No, no way. She's gonna be on her period. I'm just thinking now she's gonna be. I know she's gonna do something to my pizza.
Lemmy, that bitch couldn't handle you. You fuck Ashley, who's like a kink, hardcore, takes charge. Fucking, you know, she knows what she wants. She takes it.
Yeah, not a starfish over there.
Yeah, over here.
Mm-hmm. She's like Britney Spears. Yeah.
Ashley comes in here and says, we're fucking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So bend over, Lummy.
No.
I don't know. It would be like, Lummy, after we get done cuddling, can we have some snacks?
Oh, God.
Who doesn't like snacks?
Us guys don't mind snacks after we get to pussy.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. After sex, we can have some snacks.
But
not before, though. And I don't like it because sometimes this has happened before in the past where you eat a big meal and then they get all, you know, in your business. And I'm like, dude, don't do that. I might fart on you. Do not take me out to dinner and then back to your house. We got to fuck beforehand. That's the rule.
That's you talking out of line.
No, you got to
empty stomach.
No, you got to fuck and then tell that bitch, look, you're on your own for dinner. See ya.
Or you got to fuck and then you say, hey, there's a frozen pizza, and then once you get one, once you go put it on the presto maker.
No,
the presto maker.
I want
good.
A fresh salad.
Why don't you put the pizza on? Well, fuck, and then by the time it hits ding, we'll be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Then after we're done, once you clean that mess up,
right? That's your job.
At least throw the cardboard away in the trash, kind of tidy up after yourself a little bit. And if you cut the pizza, you better fucking cut it all the way through. Because my fucking pet peeve is the pizzas that hang on, and then I go to pull it off, and the other guy gets half my toppings. Fuck that.
No, when you make a pizza at home, you cut it, and then you, like, kind of wiggle the cutter so that there's a big space in between them.
You do? That would upset you even if you just ate the whole pizza yourself?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to end up eating it myself anyway. Yeah, you know, she ain't.
The other guy gets all the cheese, and that other guy's me. Sorry.
Have you ever, have you ever, like...
What?
And his experiences you want to make me...
Yeah.
The various, you know, 3 or 4,000 conquests.
100,000.
3 or 400,000.
Jesus, how many zeros we got in there?
Between 1,000 and 10,000 conquests that I've had.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, that gives you 9,000. Like, what if I was, like, you know...
A thousand is a shit ton.
What if he was only at 1,000?
Yeah, like still thousands. Like, I'm going to give you this. I've fucked between 1,000 and 10,000.
You're like freaking Genghis Khan. You're Bubba Genghis Khan.
Please stop.
You just don't have as many kids, but you fucked probably just as many. It's true.
You don't have any kids, but you fucked just as... You call me a kid fucker?
Yeah.
What?
That's the way you made it sound.
No.
You said you only have one kid, but I forget what the fuck you said, but you made me feel
like... Well, Genghis Khan had a lot of kids, but he fucked a lot. You fucked a lot, but you didn't have... You just had one kid.
That needs to be my song. I fuck a lot, but I don't got a lot of kids.
There you go.
I got one. He's right over there. Say hi.
Hi.
What's it like being my kid? Is it tough? Like, do you walk through the pits and you think people hate you because you're my kid?
No. I mean,
they do.
I mean,
How many brothers and sisters do you think you have, Tyler?
Four.
Or do you think that it might open some doors up for you and be like, man, that's Bubba Clem's kid?
I don't know.
It's probably both, to be honest. I mean,
opened some doors, closed some windows.
Don't even think about throwing me on the bus. You know damn well being my kid's cool as fuck, you get some cool shit. Come on, buddy.
Absolutely.
So you think you have four brothers and sisters?
At least.
A lot of them didn't
make it. You just said between 1,000 and 10,000, so.
A lot of them didn't make it, buddy.
Oh, my God.
St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Oh, Jesus.
St. Louis, Indy.
You consider those half-brothers and sisters?
Orlando.
Bathtubs. Oh, sorry.
Tampa.
Couple quarters.
Four. I think I had four. I got four on my tab.
How about?
I got four Swifters.
Was like Plan B around when you were?
No.
Okay.
Just trampolines.
Yeah, Plan B was the.
Plan B was the clinic. I remember one time I was talking to somebody about this. My very first. Oh, I gotta let you go, Tyler. See you later.
Hi.
The very first time I had that procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it recently with that girl named Christine, but. When we were in East St. Louis, might have been a little age issue, but I think it's statute of limitation. I don't think they can come get me for fucking right. a 17-year-old in 1986. Can they? Especially when I was 20.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Well, maybe she was 15.
And maybe you were 30.
Stop talking. Stop fucking talking.
You're like Lummy.
I was actually 19. I was 19 and she was 15, but she was driving. So I thought she had a driver's license. And I thought she was a freshman in college, not a junior.
Freshman in high school.
Junior high school.
Mm.
My new screen name is going to be Tyler's brother in East St. Louis. Oh,
Jesus.
So I go to East St. Louis and we're walking into the clinic and they had these babies on a stick.
What?
Listen, I was
Sounds
watching.
Delicious.
Listen, Blitz. You know, I was up at the camper on Friday, and I was. You know, I have one of those natural antennas on top of my camper where I can get like just regular TV.
Sure, yeah.
Well, within that world, the regular TV world, like is that the UHF world? Yeah.
Pretty much all of it is on UHF.
So I get into some like Florida politic and like my Florida channel, and it just shows like. The Senate and the Congress people of Florida arguing and getting mad at each other. And it just shows stuff that nobody would ever want to see. But
okay.
But they have to have it as part of the Sunshine Act for freedom of information that people.
Yeah, must carry.
Yeah.
Chrism 209, 1999, YouTube. Woo.
And so they have it like, you know, for transparency, you know, all meetings in Congress and all meetings in the Florida Senate will be available on television on channel, you know, 184 mm-hmm. UHF Willie.
184.9.
Yeah. So I'm watching it and they're arguing about something. And the Democrats walk out. They're mad about something. Ron DeSantis appoints this African-American surgeon general or whoever the.
Yeah, it's a surgeon general.
Yeah, he's this African-American guy. Yeah. And he's really well-versed. Like, he's super, like, he's good. Like, he's great. And they get him up there at the Florida Congress or the Florida Senate, and they start grilling him about, you know, how effective the vaccinations are. And he's like, you know, for those that are vaccinated, it seems to work. But he kind of just kind of gave a straight-from-the-hip kind of cool answer,
mm-hmm.
you know. So then the woman.
The blonde bitch.
This blonde bitch from, like, Hialeah or. But see if you or somebody see if you could find it for me. She's kind of cute. She's kind of a MILF. She's a Democratic congresswoman from like Pembroke Pines or something like that. And she's kind of got these little Dr. Diaco plastic duck lips.
Okay.
Mm. And, but then she wears like these kind of 70s glasses kind of deal. I don't know what the bitch's name is. She's full hot on it because they asked this new attorney general, this African-American guy, who seems like he's pretty cool. Do you need mouth to mouth? What are you doing?
I'll come in if I have to.
What do you got going on over there?
Oh, damn.
Droplets, bitch.
Sorry. Proceed.
So they try to throw this guy, this new surgeon general of Florida, they try to throw him like, well, what do you think about hepatitis shots? Well, you know, he's not really researched it a lot. He thinks the majority of the questioning, as all of his questionings and this and confirmation hearing or whatever they're doing with this guy has all been about COVID. So he's geared up to answer about COVID. Well, I think he like says, I really haven't done a lot of research on that, but I'll get back to you, which I think is a fair answer. You know, as a surgeon general, there might be some vaccines that you're not, you know, necessarily up to speed, and you'd like to become a little more well-read so that the next time you come back in front of these guys, you can answer the question. And I think it's like, they're like, well, if you can't give us your opinion on hepatitis A vaccinations, then we're going to go ahead and walk out. Walk out? What do you mean walk out? And, hepatitis A vaccinations. And,
what do you mean I can't play?
we're going to go ahead and walk out. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, the one I sent you is from CNN.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, I probably shouldn't play any of those because there'll be a violation, right? Copyright Willie. We'll get a CNN copyright Willie.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's not play it.
If you go, I mean, after the 7.5 minute ad, if you go to the part of just them talking, that's public. I mean, that should be public record.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, and maybe cut the anchors out of it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see here. Too bad this is the world we live in. Let me get rid of Anderson. Anderson puts his liberal spin on it.
And I think it's Lauren Book.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Wait till you see this bitch.
Damn.
Hold on. She's kind of hot, though. Like, she's
kind of... Oh, yeah, for sure. She's the senator that some teenagers were trying to, say she had a sex tape or something, and they were trying to get money out of her?
Sex tape. Oh, and did the teenagers go to prison?
I think so, yeah.
Right, right. But you can extort a sex tape if you're Matt Lloyd. You can extort all day. When the guy on the other end of the sex tape is Bubba the Love Sponge, extort away. Here's Blitz, what I think there might have been arguing about.
The question is a scientific one, and it's one that is answered with data.
Just a yes or no. Do vaccines work?
As a scientist, you know, I am compelled to answer the scientific question.
Scientifically, do the vaccines work?
Yes or no questions are not that easy to find in science.
By the way, CNN is really cutting this up.
Yeah, see, they're really editing this a lot.
Playing it out, it's being played out of context and out of order.
Yeah,
to make this guy look like an idiot. Whereas I watched it as it unfolded in the sequence that it unfolded, mm-hmm. and he.
When CNN calls this terrifying video.
I understand. I think I have better clarity about your question at this point. So what I would say is that the most commonly used vaccines in the United States, which would be the Pfizer product and the product that was developed by Moderna, have been shown to have relatively high effectiveness for the prevention of hospitalization and death, and over time, relatively low protection from infection.
So now, what's CNN, by the way, disturbing, like shocking, mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Anderson does not look happy.
Isn't that playing it right down the middle, kind of?
I mean, that's pretty much what I thought everybody knew.
I mean, and now look at this bitch. This is what, now I can't play this because, Blitz, yeah, I could probably turn the volume down, right? And maybe play a little bit of it. Anyway, look at these glasses, these 70s Mystery Machine Scooby-Doo glasses that she puts on. Now take those glasses away. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that that old crick. I mean, if she's a naughty girl, if this is a naughty girl.
Mm-hmm.
She likes her hair pulled.
Yeah.
Maybe Quick choked test. Out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to pass a new law to prevent others from being victimized. Extortions for sexual images.
All right, well, here's another thing that she's trying. Here's another thing. So I was talking about the abortion clinic, okay? And I'm watching this channel in Florida Politic and channel on
the Florida channel.
126.5 out of Zellsville.
Yeah, Bradford.
And... Because I'm on UH Willie with a full blown antenna in an RV at the track in an RV on a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
And they walk out. the Democrats are like, well, this guy's not answering our question, so we're walking out. So they walk out like a bunch of dicks. And then they come up with this new law, and I kind of am on the Democratic side of things. And the new law that's one of the new laws in Florida that's being proposed is that you can't bully people at abortion clinics. There's protesters that go to abortion clinics.
Yeah, I hate
that. And they, like, will literally get in your face and call you a baby killer and a murderer. Now, mm-hmm. I think there's a fine line of freedom of speech. I do. But, you know, in some of these instances, and in my instance, in 1986, when I went to an abortion clinic in East St. Louis, they got up in our face. They put their hands on her. They were touching her. And as we were walking into the abortion clinic, they had this baby on a stick. They had its, like, head cut off and its blood.
Okay. So I thought you meant the clinic had all that.
No. When we were walking into it.
Oh, I thought you meant you walked in and there was like a baby on a stick in the lobby.
That's a secretary's building.
Oh, okay.
As we were walking in, and it was probably a walk from like maybe here to the AAA building, okay?
Yeah.
From the parking lot, up the sidewalk, and then I can visualize it like it was yesterday.
Okay.
And there was people all in the abortion clinic's property on the sidewalk, like right in front of the door with all these signs, and they're trying to make all these girls feel bad about themselves and calling them whores and killers. And they had these babies on these stick, and they would actually touch you on the shoulder with the baby on the stick. And so Florida was trying to come up with a law, and it was democratically led, where police could arrest you if you touch or bully somebody to a certain extent while walking into an abortion clinic. And I'm for that.
Yeah.
I think that the abortion clinic needs to probably have some protest zones where people, because it's a very highly polarizing issue, and it is not, I don't know if all of them are state owned or federally owned or anything like that. If they're private clinics. Now, if they're private clinics, then potentially that person owns that land and they can tell you not to be there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a county building or it's occupied by the county, then I got to think that you're allowed a certain amount of access on the sidewalk and things like that. And so I have no problem with people shouting out, you know, you're a baby killer, you know, but the minute you start bullying and putting your hands on people, I think that's a problem. And so, you know, I was watching this and I was like, I can remember when I was going to go get that procedure done in East St. Louis, and I was talking to the doctor, him and her. Her and I went to the Terre Haute-based one, and they referred us to the one in East St. Louis, and the doctor that referred us said, if you go to the East St. Louis one, they're very aggressive over there, and be prepared to protect her.
Jesus.
And so I brought an umbrella. It wasn't raining. I brought an umbrella and kind of shielded her, and then I was kind of wielding it around, and I swear to God, I was. And then so, but the doctor in Terre Haute Blitz did say, don't touch them because that's what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
Do not, you know, like they may tap you on the shoulder with a dead baby. They may do various things. They may, you know, even touch you and accost you a little bit, but do not, because I was big back then, you know, manly, burly, if you will.
I believe it.
Especially far more masculine than anybody that was, you know, any Brian Matroni that was protesting at the East St. Louis abortion clinic.
Sure.
But they want you to smack them, and then they'll immediately take a fall, and they'll immediately make a much bigger deal about it than it really is. So when I was being referred to this place, they're like, do not put your hands on them. But it was everything for me not to want to smash their face in.
And how many people were there, you said?
What?
How many people were there, you said?
I'd say there's probably 50 to 60.
Whoa, okay. Wow. That's a mob.
Well, it was a Saturday. It was the hot time. That's where everybody was coming in hot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There's one on US 19 in Clearwater, and there's always like 3 or 4 or 5 people out on the road with signs and stuff. Then like on the weekends or whatever, then there's like, you know, 20.
And that's their right to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
And to be heard and freedom of expression. But the minute that you start putting your hands on people, then you need to be hauled away to jail. And I think that they should pass a law that if you physically touch somebody while walking into an abortion clinic, it's a, you know, more egregious act of battery. What's that?
There's a law for Florida that's called the buffer zone. And I guess they have to be 15 feet away from like the entrances and driveways, mm-hmm. and you can't touch people walking in.
Yeah, well, they were debating that law as well, and I was like, yeah, I'm all for it. So I'm not Democrat on one side, Republican on the other. I'm for what makes sense.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, hey, these
principles over parties.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it depends on the issue.
Looks like you have a Snuggie on.
ET fingers, $49.99.
Could we buy you like a Bubba Army onesie?
Absolutely. Like, is it going to be like super tight though?
No, it could be like a.
Because I don't want a camel toe. I know you guys like those, but they hurt.
Nobody has wanted.
They hurt.
Nobody has expressed wanting to see. Nobody has expressed wanting to see your fucking camel toe.
I will.
Moose knuckle.
I will express it.
You're just small. Kidding. Let's get you a medium or a large.
Okay.
So it's kind of baggy and droopy.
Yeah.
For your tits?
Yeah, my tits. Can I get a drop seat, too?
Oh, my God.
You mean a drop hatch?
Yeah.
Do you want footies in it, too?
No footies. Can I get a hood?
You want a poop hatch?
Yeah, poop hatch and maybe a hood. Can I get the hood? Yeah, no feet, though.
Oh, I got a hood
for
you.
I feel like I'm ordering dinner. No feet.
But it's got a purple hood for you.
That wasn't the joke, but yeah.
Oh. Have you ever worn anything that camel toes you out?
Yeah, I have.
Not you, fuckface.
Oh.
Anna,
have you ever put on an outfit and one of your sister girls has to go, hey, Anna, what? Your camel toe's kind of...
Yeah, I know. That's why I wore it, Cindy, you dumb bitch. Oh,
are you trying to showcase your camel toe?
Yes. Because
if you are, you're doing it. My husband and his... And the two guys we're talking about.
They won't stop looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're drooling
and
over
here's,
there.
And here's the deal. Us guys, for some reason, are mesmerized by camel toes.
Oh, my God. Now it's awesome.
You could have seen 5,000, you know, absolutely mm-hmm. unclothed vaginas in your entire life.
Yep.
You can go on the website. You can go on any type of porn and find every type of unclothed and penetrated and porned up vagina you want. But you see a girl in public
mm-hmm.
that's camel toeing it. And you cannot stop looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
It's like you go to those like old concerts and there's some 57-year-old block rocking bitch that takes her shirt off. You're looking?
Well, yeah, but here's the deal.
Of course you do.
And you know, 9 times out of 10, that block rocking 57-year-old bitch at the Warrant concert, you wouldn't pay any too attention to.
No, not at all.
But she's got those spandex willies, and it looks like her fucking vagina's trying to, you know, suck that material in at an alarming rate. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but even when she goes to take her shirt off, you know that she's got just disgusting tits, but you're still going to look.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, you're still going to look. I mean, I would.
Yeah, but I.
You may not stare.
But have you ever
been to Publix and you followed a girl around just based on her camel toe?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Why do you think I go to the gym so much?
Is our camel toes kicking at the gym?
Oof.
Now, Anna, are camel toes coming back? Like, are girls?
Yeah, I look at them when I see them. I'm like, oh, damn. Especially if they're wearing light colored leggings and stuff, mm-hmm. like flesh colored.
Now, do girls, back in the day, girls used to be somewhat mindful, and it wasn't kind of a badge of honor or like you tried to de-camel toe yourself, like you didn't want your camel.
No, people try to play it up now. It's like no bra, no panties are in.
No bra and a camel toe?
Yeah, like if you got small tits and you wear no bra, that's a thing now.
But there's not, there's like, out of the 20 UT chicks I see, like there might be one or two bras.
Really?
Yeah. No bras.
No bra and no panties.
No panties.
Now, will they walk to class that way?
Well, yeah. I don't go on campus, but
yes,
Blitz
they
does.
Do.
Blitz knows. He follows him into class.
Yeah.
Blitz mm-hmm. he's got to wire it up.
Yeah, I started taking classes.
Blitz, he's taking Women's Studies 101.
Blitz taps into the mm-hmm. University of Tampa security system.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it all times. So
I got
so,
a man in the middle Wi-Fi so honeypot.
So like, you know how girls would be like, oh, God, your tits are so nice.
Yeah, that happens.
Do girls go and say, hey, you know, guys are really into the camel toe now. So let's see. Camel toe back in the day used to kind of maybe show that you kind of had a big pussy.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
But now I think I think as society is moving right along, it's like a bad. It used to be not real cool to have a big pussy. Now it's kind
of
like.
Well, it depends on what part of the pussy, right? You don't want big old lips.
We don't want.
Yes, you do.
No. Do you? I don't know.
Puffy,
kind of.
They have to be puffy.
I thought you want puffy, like up, like vulvas.
Well,
you don't want.
Wow.
You don't want long.
Now, if I saw that,
you don't want long lips. You want big lips.
How about now, Blitz? What about these lips? Those are. Yeah. No.
Yeah, those are nice.
The lips I'm showing.
Mm-hmm. Her legs are kind of skinny.
Well, you take her to the gym, Blitz, and do some squats.
No, see, that bitch is kicked out too much. Like, she's kicking her ass out too much.
Yeah, I think she is photoshopped, for sure.
You do?
Yes. Her waist is very small, and her hips are bigger than they look like they probably are.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the gym, and you saw that? Oh, my God. I couldn't stop. By the way, that might be Blitz's perfect dream girl. Mm. Natural tits. Well, how, Blitz?
Yeah,
how in the
her,
fuck
please.
Can you pick that apart? Like, you're not all that. How do you pick that apart? Like, that's about as fucking perfect as you can get as a human being.
Okay. You're right.
He disagrees.
No, you're right.
No, for real. How do you pick that apart? Like if you're hey, look who's coming over to my place tonight.
I mean,
that's probably more Blitz's style right there.
Yeah. I like football.
So is society kind of started embracing the camel toe now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God, look at that.
Yeah, girls just walk around like that.
That's like what they look like at the gym, by the way. And that too. But black, it's kind of hard to see.
Now, see, Anna, can I break this down for you?
Absolutely.
This is a little too fat of a pussy right here.
That's Blitz's
No,
perfect.
It's not.
Blitz loves that.
It's not even big enough.
No, that's too fat of a pussy.
Too fat of a puss?
No way.
That's too fat of a puss.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Bubba, what? I don't even know what you like.
I'll show
you. That was a small camel toe.
That's what I like right there.
That's bigger than the last chick. That's nice.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you really can't see that one. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice one.
That's what Blitz sees at UT volleyball games.
Mm-hmm.
Season ticket holder.
Hold on. Blitz is a season ticket holder or what?
UT volleyball.
Oh, look at this.
UT track. UT cross country.
UT volleyball. UT track. UT cross country.
Oh, man, those cross country chicks got tiny legs.
How about U2 softball?
Yeah, softball.
Yeah, U2. Labano.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely.
Mrs. Clem.
Oh, my. Eyes Long Johnson kicker. Oh, Lon Johnson. How about this right here, Blitz? Too much? Yeah, that ride's too high. Her camel toe goes too high.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Whoa.
I wouldn't want my chick in public in any of this shit.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But at home.
Well, hold on. You may not know it. She's rolling around in public like this. You can't with her 24/7. Have you ever heard of an outfit change before you get home?
Oh. Yeah, I guess. Hopefully, there's a little more trust involved in that.
Anna, see how we are? Like, I cannot stop looking at camel toes. I just cannot.
I know.
It's something. There's just something.
They've hypnotized you with the toe of their puss. We know we have that power over you, guys.
Yeah.
Look at this old rocking bitch. She's smoking a red.
Yeah, you don't even care.
Yeah.
You don't see the cigarette.
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
No matter how hot a chick was, man, if she smokes cigarettes, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
A little sneak peek.
Whew. Why are we so... Why is camel toe our equivalent to crack?
It is crack.
Blitz, what about that? What if you were down at UT today and that came rolling down? Would you stalk it? Yeah. I answered for you. Thanks.
You follow the herd. Looking to make a kill.
But, like, what's your opening line to some of these UT bitches? Like, what do you say?
Oh, we'll go back. I'll scroll up a little bit. All the way to the left, the girl in the green.
Right here?
Yeah. They're really tiny for me, so I can't see.
All right. Well, I can't see them
either. Oh, okay.
So, like, Blitz, how do you roll up on a girl at UT that's braless and, you know, got a nice camel toe? How's that go, buddy?
I just, I'm like, hey, nice toe. And she looks down at her feet. I'm like, no, not that one.
You don't say nice toe.
Yeah, sometimes. You have to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you have to.
See, Anna, if I was, first of all, I don't lay out by the pool, but if I
why not?
I mean, this girl's got natural tits.
Yeah.
Natural what?
Tits. And a nice toe.
That's all you need.
Toes and tits.
Yeah, tits and toes.
Two tits and a toe.
And I know that it's not really good radio because you can't see a lot of them.
I know, but we can't show these.
But my God
just
almighty.
Look up photos just type and
in,
images.
Just type in, you know.
Camel toe.
Camel toe and yoga pants. That's all you got to type in and it. Oh, this is that Jessica Alba?
No, it's the other, it's one that used to date Justin Bieber.
Vanessa Hutchins or something?
No, what's a Disney star?
She's cute.
Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, see, Anna, that's the absolute, for those scoring at home, that's the absolute.
Smallest you want a camel toe to be? Because they should be giant?
That is just, that's the perfect outfit, the perfect camel toe. She didn't have a bra on.
She her camel toe looks too small.
No.
Isn't she like 5'1"?
No, she's tall.
Why do you like those big old camel toes?
Because you got to go boing, boing, boing.
You like the meat on the camel toe, huh?
Fuck yeah. When you like flick it, it's got to bounce.
Meat on the bone.
Oh, there's the biggest camel toe boing, of them all. Boing.
So is it official Tom Brady is retired?
Technically, it's official, but it's not official until he comes out and signs it, you know, signs that he's retiring.
Yeah,
he has not retired from the NFL yet.
He's basically said everything except for the word retires.
Yeah, that I'm retired.
Isn't it amazing now how the new template of athlete is? I don't need to go and have a press conference with the conventional table, my agent, call the local press, the podium. Because back in the day, man, that's how you'd have to do it. If you had anything you wanted to say or do or get off your chest or quit or retire or whatever, you had to call a press conference. You had to have a PR guy. Now you just fire up your Instagram account poolside and you have your own press conference on your time. And then you distribute it through your means, right?
Yep.
I got to think that you got to be a kind of high-level guy in order to be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, you know, Joe Blow, the long snapper, is not going to do that.
Right. The guy from Green Bay who let the guy in.
Yeah.
Hey, Blitz, I need to, maybe we need to end the program. I can do this JVC thing privately,
okay.
Or I can do it tomorrow, whatever's good for you.
If we can do it today, that'd be great, because they've been begging for it every day.
Well, do they know that I had scheduled time off?
No, they don't listen.
They don't?
No, they knew that, but they need it like ASAP.
So you want me to just do it live right now and it's done?
Sure, why not?
Is that what you like? Do it live?
February is all about love, and there's no better way to spend quality time with your loved ones. Create new adventures by traveling together. Pay as little as $4 a day at Giant Recreation World. They have it all. Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy trailers, fifth wheels, and golf carts as well. Fall in love with an RV and make your house a home on wheels. Find out what best fits your budget and your lifestyle. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their nearest location. The location nearest you. My so bad. I'm so stupid. And by the way, the track conditions at BRP were solidly my responsibility. Find out what best fits your budget and your lifestyle. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their location nearest you. Or visit the location nearest you in Winter Garden, Destination Daytona, or Palm Bay. Home of the lifetime warranty fee. We're going to charge you a lifetime warranty fee, my friend.
Yeah.
Home of the lifetime warranty free with all new and select used inventory. GiantRecreationWorld.com. Ask for the crushing Russian and tell them Bubba Army.
Cool. I'll get that to them in a little bit.
There's something else I was going to tell you now. Oh, I think we need to end the show, Blitz, because I think you guys are familiar with my little project.
Yes.
And I think you and Anna had a little watch party.
Oh, we did.
We did.
Okay. And Anna, what did you think about that?
I told you I loved it.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be, I mean, and that's just a rough.
Well, yeah. So they've been convinced that they need to, like, they gave too much in that particular deal. If you just want to wet somebody's beak, you need to make it far quicker and far, you know.
Sure.
So they took that down to 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Okay.
And I absolutely love it. And I'd like for us to, and I can play it on my phone. Because I can't send it to anybody because it's very, very.
Okay.
But I'd like to have your opinion on it.
Do you have it on, like, on an email?
I got it on a text.
Oh, okay.
And then it sends me like a Vimeo or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
email yourself that link, and then you can put it on the screen behind you. We can watch it.
Oh, look how fancy you are. God, I'm completely art out when it comes to stuff like this. Do you not agree? Yeah, thanks. All right, so I'm going to email it to myself.
Yeah.
Now I wonder, Blitz, if I played it and we just watched it.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
But what I'm saying is, and then we talk about it a little bit, or you just say no. That's going to end up being a problem.
Yeah. There's no way to really talk about it, but not talk about it, you know?
Yeah. I got a caller ID here who called this number.
Mm-hmm.
Why is my whole life just a big soundboard?
Huh? Like, is that how you want it?
I got like these trigger words, you know, but it's like the soonest I just got these, I got these.
Oh, life, I know. So do I.
I got life triggers. Trigger, please.
But I mean, me and Anna will be like after the show in there talking and like literally it's all like trigger words, well, bubblisms and stuff.
The more you.
Oh, no.
The more friendly you become with somebody, the more little trigger. Little yeah. Idiosyncrasies that you have just amongst you two, each other.
Or everyone is Jones
and
in
then,
my world.
And then the fact that Bubba Army has its own little subculture in itself.
Yeah.
Like when the Get Fresh Cruise guys get together, they all do their Bubba impersonations.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tyler does all kinds of Bubba impersonations behind my back. Is that true?
It is.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Like they're completely making fun of me.
Oh, we always put you over, Bubba.
But Blitz, I wonder if we should. This is what I kind of want to do, Blitz.
Okay.
Is I kind of want to have you put the logo over over the feed right now.
Okay.
And then I could play it privately. We, you know, I could almost like just put like the, you know, the back in the day they'd put the test pattern up in the middle of the night. You turn on channel whatever, and it'd be the test pattern. Almost want you to put like a test pattern that says stand by. Bubba and the crew will be back in 4 minutes. And then we watch this. And then we could just talk about it. You know what? I really like that. And,
okay.
And talk about it very vaguely. Like not.
Not giving away a lot of details.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, well, at least Blitz and Anna saw the long version of it.
Yes.
Lummy, I don't think you've seen any versions of it.
No, I've never seen it.
But you would be able to tell me your opinion of this, of yes. What you're fixing to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Blitz, how do we do that, bud?
So I'm gonna pop the audio down.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna put the logo on it with the it'll just say we will be right back.
Okay. I'll wait for that to be displayed. And then I can drag.
You got it ready to go?
Can I drag it over to that screen and they don't see it?
Yeah, yeah. I won't put it up.
All right, cool. So let me do that, and then let me do full screen Willie. And so Anna, this is the.
Okay, so I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna come in and watch
but
it.
But just say like we'll be right back.
That's what it says.
We're pooping.
Pooping.
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fuck, I can't wait to get...
Okay, we're back on.
I mean, I'm literally almost in tears. I just watched this over the weekend. I didn't get it because I was on a tractor, and I just didn't get a good chance to really get the effect of watching it with you and on a bigger screen. And, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I loved it.
It's way better than
the
first one.
And how long was it? Because it felt like...
340.
It felt like it was going by really quick.
Because
watching something that's even a little bit boring, 340 is a long time,
right,
but it went quick.
I don't know if you know, but I literally have tears. Like, it's almost like, you know, this might be good.
Mm-hmm.
God. I'm blown away by it.
That was a lot better than I expected,
and
to be honest with you.
This has been Blitz. I've sent notes back and forth and whatever, and like they really got my vision.
The first one, like, it was okay, but it was real choppy and didn't make sense and had a lot of like loose ends,
right.
and
they really tied this all together quick.
And this is more of like what it should be.
Ugh.
It still doesn't tell a story, but like it gets you get you hooked.
They want you to know more.
Mm-hmm.
Like what happened.
And Blitz, you're the most, I mean, you are the you're the most negative human being in the history of the free living world.
Right.
And I think you really like it.
I did.
Anna, what did you think?
I love it. I love the music behind it. That definitely adds an element.
The music
went
was
by
the best part.
Quick. It makes me want more. I want to know the details. It's climactic. It's kind of gives you a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. You know, for people who maybe didn't even know you, they're kind of there. They get insight into almost like a cult like world. And I think obviously because of the Hogan tape and Hogan's name, it will draw people in who didn't even originally know who you were, but they want to know about, you know.
But hold on now. It what was that, Blizz?
Your camera just died.
Mine?
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. But more importantly, Anna, I think that it in no way, shape, or form would hurt me. Like, are these people,
no, absolutely
the
not.
People that hate me, this isn't going to change their mind. But
no.
There's probably 50% of the people that would watch that and be like, holy shit, I didn't know.
But I'm also, I'm thinking even beyond that, Bubba, because like, I would say there's probably more people that don't know who you are than know who you are. And you want to also reach out to those people as well.
Right, right.
You want it to just be a compelling story, point blank. And it is. You know, it's not just for people who live in Tampa or knew who you were or attended a Bubba Palooza. It's for people who just like a good fucking story.
Well,
and it's a good story.
I think it would be like, you know, when somebody turns to you and say, hey, what's the new thing that people are watching? Mm-hmm. I think it could, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the next fucking Tiger King, but I think it could be something that gets a buzz.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be, you know, it's not the next Ozarks. It's not the next Tiger King. It's not the next Last Dance, but it would be, I think people are like, holy shit, there's this, you should check this fucking out.
But right.
But a lot of the people that, you know, don't really know what happened, really, because, I mean, a lot of people do come up to me and say, like, you know, yeah, Bubba, you work for Bubba, yeah, he let, you know, let Hogan, whatever, and this kind of explains it a little bit more, that you're not the one behind it.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of my parents' friends think that.
Well, most everybody does.
I know, I'm just saying.
No, like,
that's what the, I think that really, like, even explains it right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want everybody just blowing smoke in my ass. Like,
no, it's a compelling story. And it's like, it kind of sucks that it's like your life, but people love sex scandals and people love murders and people love mysteries and people love lying and cheating. And it's got all of that in there. Backstabbing. It's got it all. It's a great drama that, you know, unfortunately is, you know, your real life.
And I mean, do you think that if this thing hit, it would, you know, make people look at other people that have been rewarded? Like, are you fucking kidding me, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think they're walking around with their chest out everywhere.
You think they lose their job?
They probably go into hiding for a little bit.
No. I'm just saying.
Bellamy's camera died.
Yeah,
oh
fuck
God.
It. Let's just turn the show.
Somebody's
telling us something. Mark Tate's fucking saying X-nay on the fucking dock A talking. Motherfucker A. So you know what? We've been on for nearly well over an hour.
Yes.
And we talked about Camel Toes and potentially this documentary I'm doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God, I honest to God, I almost started crying because it's just so, Anna, you know, this is my passion.
I know.
And it's truly my passion. It's just, I just want the real story out. That's it. I don't want even a slanted, I don't even want it slanted towards me. I want it told right down the fucking middle.
Right. I know.
And I think that
there's nothing you want more and there's nothing you're hungrier for than for the truth to come out.
If it's the last thing I do in life. Like, I would die a happy man if this came out and people were able to form their own opinion,
mm-hmm.
and I die the next day. I would die a happy man. That's it. I think potentially they shop that thing around. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's... This is way more what it's like. What that's for?
Attention grabbing.
I'm gonna go jack off to it. I'm gonna watch it 10 more times.
Me too.
Yeah, same.
You gonna pay a tribute to me?
Mm-hmm.
But the guys that are putting it together, I thought they really fucking.
They nailed it.
I mean, this one is just so quick. Bam, 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 bam.
No, it might be a fact, but someone's calling on the warm line.
Hello.
Beep.
Hello, this is Todd.
Hello, this is Megan from the Vehicle Service Department.
Hey,
and
Megan.
Hi,
Megan. This is Bubba. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Megan. This is Bubba. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. Thank you for asking. Sir, we're doing your standard warranty checkoff today. Do you still own this 2018 Ford? Hello?
Yeah, I still got that F-150. Yes, 2018.
2018, sir?
Yeah.
And it has 33,722 miles.
Now, do you guys got a GPS on it that you guys know exactly how many miles are on? That scares me a little bit. We're on my show.
Sir, this is the corporate office, so the information is from where you purchased your vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Your zip code is 33607. Okay, sir, looks like you're off to review on this file. Please hold for a moment while I bring you over to my specialist, okay?
All right, now, so is this call being recorded and monitored?
Hello?
Hello, this is... Hello? I'm there.
Sir, can you please hold for a moment while I bring you over to my specialist?
Okay, but we're monitoring this, okay? Blitzen, did I not in full disclosure tell her?
Yeah.
Hi, thank you so much for your patience. Looks like we have you in a 2019 Ford F-150 with approximately 33,722 miles.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm right. Yes. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you. Good morning.
Now, do they got you just stuck in some call center and you just got to call people and talk to them about their car warranties? Man, that must be a real big business because this is like a lot of people get these phone calls. This is like the new thing, like the new Amway scam deal.
No, it's not a scam, sir.
Okay.
You have every right to accept any deal or hang up or...
Oh, no, absolutely. You know? I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all, buddy. I'm so sorry if I came across that way.
No, by no means.
More importantly, you know what I appreciate? I appreciate that you get up every day, go to work. A lot of people are trying to get free handouts, and here you are busting your ass, buddy. I'm almost ready to buy what you got just because I appreciate you.
Okay, well... Yeah, I was just trying to verify the vehicle.
That tripped you up because you're used to people yelling at you, being a dick. Here I am being nice to you, buddy. You're my buddy.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, what type of warranty are you guys going to try to sell me here?
This is regarding an extended warranty for your vehicle.
Right. How much?
Ford F-150.
Yeah, Ford F-150, 33,000 miles, white, four-door, crew cab, Willie.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Can I proceed with the...
With the pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and read the pitch line. I'm all ears,
okay,
buddy. There we go.
I do need to let you know that the call is being recorded for the company's protection as well as yours.
And I'm recording it for my protection. I'm just like that. I'm one of those conspiracy guys, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, I just need to let you know. I just need to ask you some qualifying questions to make sure we can offer the coverage. Does
okay.
That make sense?
Perfect. Yep. You know what? I'm not even behind on payments. I've been doing real good on it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any check engine lights on or fluids leaking on the vehicle?
No.
Nope. There, it seems to be great. I change my own oil and, you know, do everything.
Perfect. And have you made any modifications to the vehicle?
Yeah, I put a K&N fresh air induction system into it. I put a toolbox on it, put new tires and wheels on it. But my son, that little son of a bitch, hit the gate, so it's got a big, big scratch on the side of it. Just to let you know, bastard.
Okay, modifications regarding the motor, the engine, there hasn't been any modifications?
No. Nope, no modifications.
Has it been lifted?
Nope, no lifted.
Okay.
Well, man, I'm gonna qualify for a good ass warranty, aren't I, buddy?
you bet you, sir. Okay, perfect. Please give me a few seconds to get you over to the specialist to go over the car.
Hold on now, buddy. I'm getting handed off to a third. I talked to the original girl, and then they gave me you, and I thought we'd be able to do business, me and you, but now you gotta hand me off to another person?
Yeah, so I'm just the agent who gets verifies the basic info.
Here's how it works. Let me see if I got it figured. I like to reverse engineer things. Hold on, buddy. Let me talk here, okay? So first girl calls in just to get me in the hopper, and they throw me over to you. You ask me some qualifiers, and then you go ahead and dispatch it out to a person like in my zip code so they get credit for it.
Yes, if you see it that way, then that's the way you can see it.
There, I sniffed right on through that. Call me Bubba Bloodhound, kiddo. Anyway, go ahead and throw me to the next person because I'm ready. I'm all in. I need to have a, you know, what if my transmission was to blow up and here I am, I got to pay $4,900 for a new tranny. Meanwhile, I got you guys, you know, at $89 a month on my warranty Jones. I'm getting me a full-blown rebuild.
Yeah, you'd be saving money, sir.
Yes,
okay, well, let me get you over to the coverage specialist so you can go over the pricing and the coverage.
Okay, buddy. You know, yeah, let's get into that.
Close out the flight of bay.
I got my debit card here. Right, I got it itching in my pocket. I, you know what? I like to tell you something. You've handled me very great today, buddy. And so since they're recording this phone call, dear corporate warranty Willie, this guy's been great with me. And I, you know, I usually hang up on these people, but because of this guy, I've stuck around this long. So thank you, buddy.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a good day. Thank you for your patience. All right. I'll take a few seconds to get you over to the
specialist. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
You have a good day, sir.
You too. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Sounds like an email.
Thank you for holding. My name is Michael. I'm one of the authorized agents. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing? Yes, I can hear you great, buddy.
Great. Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Now, get that little Janet Jackson microphone up to your face. I can barely hear you, bud. Make the adjustment. Come on, let me hear you. Because you're kind of coming in and out. You're like, hey, this is Michael. And work that mic the right way, buddy. Come on. Hello?
Whoa. Michael's no nonsense, man.
I mean, was he not in and out? I'm like, work that mic, bud.
I'm Michael.
Man, that guy that guy should get in trouble because they had me blitz. They had me lined up, did they not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Hamdor, 1,000 stars.
I wrote an email to a corporate place yesterday praising the people that helped me out.
Not a Lou Pickney type deal?
No. Well, it was, but it was a positive one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I heard back that they were excited about that.
Hey, I got to tell you. If you are nice, did you see Dawn sent the G-ball over on Facebook?
Yeah, 1,000 stars.
Oh, yeah. Love her. I tell you, she's the one that got my I could cut down my cattails permit back in 2001.
Yeah. Tina Bacon hates her.
And she had big tits. Oh, sorry.
Maybe she still does.
She lives in Charleston now, and she says Anna, she's a girl that does, she's married and stuff. She does, jiu-jitsu.
Oh, she does?
And she started in Tampa before she moved to Charleston. And she's like, man, the level of jiu-jitsu in Tampa is off the fucking chain compared to some of these other cities.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Especially when taking private lessons from Rob Kahn.
That's insane.
Now, I don't think that you've given me my proper respect for that.
I have. I'm blown away that he would want to do that.
Yeah, you should
I
go bow down
unworthy.
And kiss those Jesus slippers he's wearing today.
No! I can see his calluses.
Maybe just some extra.
He has corns on his feet.
Maybe no, I don't. But I appreciate being a cunt. But anyway, but I will tell you this. Maybe a little extra Cheeto sauce on my bread tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As you're Cheetoing it up tonight.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe slather mine up with the Cheeto camel toe chaser.
Yep.
Might be a little red.
Oh God!
Ew! Yeah, no, not if you're in the. Hold on, if you're.
No, you said what you said. You wanted
no,
it.
No, I don't. I don't want.
I don't want your ketchup, Bubba. Biggie 7375.
It's gonna look like
meatloaf.
I don't want nature's ketchup. Okay.
It's gonna look like meatloaf, not banana bread.
I don't want nature's ketchup. Okay, Anna. Let's just go with that.
Oh, sugar free.
If you've not started your nature's ketchup routine,
keto. First of all,
let me ask you a question. Have you started your nature's ketchup or no?
No.
Okay. So a few Cheetos yourself today,
yeah.
Chances are we're ketchup free, and I just have.
I don't know. It could happen any second.
I just have that white icing that I'm looking for.
I don't know what you're gonna get. Might get a nice blend.
If you got white icing, it's not from her.
Oh,
you
God,
better be careful.
Is it from you?
Yeah.
I like to go on record by saying I'm not interested in any Blitz's white icing. If you can create your own white icing.
Yeah, no problem.
I
got you, Bubs.
Through your two-fingered UPO?
Yes.
Island Zero on the pink telephone?
Mm-hmm.
Knocking the little man out of the boat, flicking the bean?
Yep.
All that?
All the above.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I don't want any Blitz remnants.
Okay.
Yeah, so wash your hands first.
I don't
first.
Want any Blitz rim. God, I think this has been an unbelievable show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the 4-minute delay. We had to watch some shit that I literally...
Daddy, I should have been sleeping an hour ago. Why are we going so long?
Daddy, I got to be fronting the car line, Daddy.
Daddy, you know, damn, Daddy. Six to noon's about the best I can do, Daddy.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do,
God
Daddy.
God forbid I had to go get a real job, like drive a UPS truck or dig a ditch or be electrician's fucking handyman. Tyler, that one summer when you worked as an electrician's assistant, was that... Did that suck?
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
So remember that, okay? And then realize that you're sitting on a chair editing video.
With a blanket.
With a blanket, laughing, fucking, you know, done by noon. What were your hours there, like 8 to 4?
7 to 3:30.
Yeah. With a half an hour for lunch?
Yeah.
Mm.
and just sweeping and just being somebody's, you know, somebody's do boy.
Basically.
Yeah. Now your blitz is do boy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your job here? Are you looking for a new one? What's your deal?
Yeah, you moving out or what's
going on? You and I really don't talk
about it. Having a baby or?
Wow.
What's going on, buddy? So many questions. I miss you, sir.
Sir, you called him sir?
Yeah.
I'm all good.
I miss you, sir.
Like, would you like? You want to keep working? You want to keep working here, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay then.
Kyle Bronson said really good stuff about you. Aww. He's such a good guy.
Yes, he is.
I like that guy. And Devin Moran won it, and McCready the night before. I mean, two great guys.
Yep.
Yeah, but Turbo. He's not the real T-Mac though.
Was it barefoot?
It wasn't barefoot's his father.
No, yeah, we can't be calling him T-Mac. Man, that's Terry McCarl.
Well,
the real T-Mac.
Not really, but anyway. Tim McCready is fucking absolutely a class act, and so as Devin Moran and Blitz. Tyler, I got to hang out with Tyler Herb Turbo.
Yep.
He got me some swag. Lummy, I might wear my Tyler Herb Turbo shirt tomorrow.
Oh, I love Tyler fucking Herb. David Morris, $20 cash.
What's his car number then, since you like him so
much? Oh, which one? David Herb's?
Yeah, David Herb. Go look it up.
Wait, what's Turbo? What's number one? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, number one? Turbo?
Yeah, the David Herb car. Let me look it up.
Turbo David Herb. Number one.
I thought Monday's night's racing was a little bit better than last night's. Last night got a little foul of the leader towards like last 10, don't you think, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, old Devin was so fast. But
yeah. So anyway, Tyler's next time he'll be racing will be at my track in a modified with the new motor. And we're going to do some testing, and Brian Bernhardt's going to help us. And I'm excited about that.
Find the number yet, Lummy?
He's number one in our hearts.
Where's he from?
Who, David Turbs?
No.
David Turbs.
Where's Tyler Herb, better known as Turbo? Where's he from? Where's he live?
Yeah, Tyler Turbs.
No, it's not Tyler Tubbs. It's Tyler Herb.
It's ERB, Herb. Let me. That's all it is.
It's Tyler
Herb.
He's my favorite racer.
Tyler Herb.
Number one.
Otherwise known as Turbo.
Yeah,
Turbo.
Free at last. Free at last.
What's his car
number?
Thank
God we're free at last.
Free at last.
And what's his car color?
It's blue and white. It's 56.
It's the most lucky color ever in racing.
Green. Ah, ha, ha, you suck.
I looked at the wrong Tyler Herb. Damn it.
T-Y-L-E-R-E-R-B. Tyler Herb.
I put E-U-B.
Better known as Turbo.
E-U-B.
Better known as, he's like the bad guy. He's like the Bubba the Love Sponge of the
other. Yeah, he looks really, I like his face.
He gets in fights.
He's been in trouble before.
Oh, he gets in fights. He loses his cool.
Yeah. Number 46. And there I like when go. He wins, he pulls out his six shooters and goes, pow, 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 with his cowboy hat on.
Who's that?
That's Tyler Herb.
Better known as
Turbo.
There you go. That's my buddy.
Yeah, he's a badass.
He is. He's my new favorite driver. Well, nope, hold on. On the Lucas series, my favorite driver is Kyle Bronson. My second favorite driver is Tyler Herb. My third favorite driver would probably be B. Shep.
Yeah, I know who mine is. It's pretty easy.
B. Shep.
Tyler Clem.
Yeah, mine's Tyler Clem.
Well, yeah, true, but
I'm a jobber.
If you want to put him down way down on your list, Bubba, that's fine. But he's on top of mine.
He's number one in all hearts.
Tyler Clem wouldn't even put himself number one in the World Outlaw / Lucas.
Yes, he would.
No, he would.
Ask him right now.
Okay, ready? Tyler Clem, who is your favorite driver in Lucas?
Brandon Overton.
You're an idiot. You should have said Tyler Clem.
Yeah. I'm a jobber.
And listen, Brandon struggled at my place, didn't he?
He wasn't even there.
That's why he really struggled getting there.
Who drove the 76?
Nobody.
Oh, there was a 76 out there. That was an Overton?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Who's going to be the number one sprint car racer at a car line today?
Who's going to be the number one local Top Gun champion in car line today?
Me.
There you go.
What's your name, sir?
Jesus.
Hey, you know what? I saw a couple Tyler Clem shirts in the pits. Did you?
Yeah. I gave one to Turbo's guy.
Yeah, I saw that guy. I want to get one to B-Shep, too. You like Brandon Shepard?
Oh, yeah.
That's my boy. I like him. I really got along with everybody. Appreciate them all coming out. They take tonight off, and then they go to Alltech tomorrow.
When's your next race there?
Not this Thursday, but next.
Okay, so when is the next time you're going back there?
Saturday.
Okay.
Grade the track.
spend the night there?
Nope. I try to get back.
One and done? Yep. One day only?
Okay. Yeah, maybe spend the night. Since there's no football, I actually might spend the night. That way I can get Saturday in, too.
Oh, okay. You mean go up Friday, then?
No, I'm not going Friday. I'm not going Friday.
Going up Saturday, spend the night Saturday, and come back Sunday morning-ish?
Yeah, probably like that.
There you go.
Or late Saturday night, something like that. And then, Tyler, your next race is my track with the open wheel modified, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. When's that?
17th, 18th, 19th, or something like that.
Yeah, okay. 17th, 18th, 19th.
All right.
All right, cool. All right, well, I think we're pretty much done for today.
I think so.
Oh, my God, Wags! Wags, get out of here now before Blitz fucking bans you.
Yeah, where's he? Is he on Facebook or YouTube?
I'm not telling you where he's at.
Where am I going to ban him at?
He's on Facebook, Blitz. Get him! Snipe him!
Lummy, you know what, you fucking narc?
I'm in the dark. My camera doesn't work. I didn't think you could see me.
Just because you're in the dark doesn't mean you have to be a narc.
I was way away from my microphone.
Narc in the dark. Narc in the dark. Fucking narc in the dark.
All right, I just banned him. We're good.
Don't fucking ban Wags. He's one of my chosen.
Oh, okay.
He's part of the council.
Let me unban him.
He's part of the council. Hello.
Hey, just kind of a quick question for Tizian about racing. And I just wanted to say, this is track meet. I've raced. I got super late model championships, all that. And the only person I have an autograph from that I've kept, because, you know, when you're a little kid, you get autographs. But I actually got Tizzy's autograph at the Hooters one day when he was going somewhere. And I still have it in my car, my smart car. I have a smart car and a big truck, but I have a smart car. And in my smart car glove box is Tizzy's autograph. And Tizzy, who is that one driver that you love to beat because they're so hard to beat? And every time you beat them, it makes you happy. I'll let you go.
Probably Danny Martin.
Yeah, Danny Martin's on a roll right now. Yep, that's your. But you guys are friends. Like, you guys race each other hard. But man, when we needed a valve spring or like, he came down and helped. Like, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely a good guy. But I mean, he's a really good.
He's
racer
a hard ass so. Racer. Anybody?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Phew, 24 didn't fuck around. I think. Hey Blitz, I gotta go. Right. I'm way behind.
Yeah, you got meetings. You got meetings.
Yeah. Oh, it's I got pills. That's right. I got three meetings.
Yeah, you do.
That's all right, everybody. Fun. We'll be back live on Twitch tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., twitch.tv/TheBubbaArmy. Hope you have a great day.